It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're talking about spring cleaning for your soul. And today, we want to specifically look at pulling the weeds. Now, what does that have to do with devotional? We're going to tell you. Scriptures, Hebrews 12:15. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble or defile many. You know, the most dangerous things in your life, they don't usually show up all at once. They start off kind of small and then they trickle in. They're quiet. They're almost just unnoticeable. And if you've ever worked in a yard or a garden or if even in your flowers and on the porch, it could be, you would know this. You know that weeds don't really need permission to grow. By golly, it would be nice if they did because we just say no. But you don't need to plant them. You don't need to water them. You don't even have to take care of them. And yet, bam, there they are. They show up anyway. And if you ignore them for long enough, they just stay small. They take over everything. And at first, it feels like there's just a few little weeds. I get them in my flower pots all the time. I'll be watering a flower and bam, there's a little weed. Easy to overlook sometimes and say, I'll get to it later. But later then turns into next week, into next month, into next season. And before you know it, what was just a tiny little small issue has now spread everywhere. And spiritually, weeds look like things we tolerate, like a little bit of jealousy here, a little bit of bitterness there. A little comparison here, a little anger there, maybe a small compromise. Nothing that seems like a really big deal at first, but the problem is weeds don't stay little, and what you ignore today will grow into something stronger tomorrow. Hebrews 12:15 warns us about a root of bitterness that can grow and cause trouble. Listen to that. That word root, because what's dangerous isn't just what you see on the surface. It's about what's growing underneath. And of course, roots grow pretty deep. And if you don't deal with it at the root, what happens? Well, you'll keep on having to deal with it at the surface because you can cut down them weeds all day long. But if that root is still there, by golly, it is coming back. And this is where it gets real because some of us have learned to live with those weeds. We've adjusted around them. We say things to each other or to ourselves like, well, that's just how I am, or I was brought up this way, or it's always been this way, or it's not that big of a deal. But meanwhile, those same things are choking out your peace and your joy and even your growth because healthy things can't thrive in crowded, unmanaged space. The hard truth about it is ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It gives it room to grow. And what you tolerate internally will eventually show up externally in everything, in your relationships, in the way you react to people, in your decision making. So today, ask yourself honestly, what have I been excusing that I need to confront? Is there bitterness that I've been dealing with that I haven't actually dealt with? Don't just trim it. Let's take it to the root today. That may mean you need to forgive somebody or owning your part in something. Or maybe you have a habit that needs to be changed. Surrender something to God today. Of course, God isn't trying to expose you to shame you. What he's doing is he's trying to free you so that you can grow. But freedom requires removal. Right? And if you want something healthy to grow, you've got to be willing to pull out what isn't. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, show us anything in our life that doesn't belong. If there are roots of bitterness, anger, or compromise, help us not to ignore them and give us the strength to deal with it at the root so it no longer has control over our lives. Clear out whatever's choking our growth. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.